Chapter 5. Periodization. Aspects of and approaches to training that were developed in the 20th century included components of fitness, principles of training, and new training methods such as intervals, circuits, and periodization. Periodization is the division of training into blocks of time, periods, that focus on building readiness. This chapter describes how all the domains of readiness are included in the periodized approach to training of the H2F system. Fundamentals of periodization. Periodization is the systematic planning of long and short-term readiness training and testing in preparation for combat. This logical method of planning training maximizes training outcomes at specific periods or points in time. In the H2F system, periodization integrates the domains beyond physical readiness, mental readiness, spiritual readiness, nutritional readiness, and sleep readiness that prepare a soldier for combat. The idea of integrating more than just physical training in the periodized model is a more recent development, especially when applied to team or collective preparation for physical tests or events. Periodized training divides physical training into logical time periods. Each period, base, build, taper, combat, and recovery, has a specific training goal that builds on the preceding period. Periods can be weeks to months long, with an individual's periodized plan lasting for a year or more. Progress is measured across the different domains of readiness, energy systems, and components of fitness. Adjustments are made to avoid plateaus or reversals in fitness due to injury, illness, and unplanned life events. In a periodized plan, goals change over time from general fitness to a narrower focus on specific task performance. Sometimes, to help understand a concept like periodization, it helps to describe its opposite. In an unplanned or random training program, the soldier does whatever he or she feels like. The workout is based on intuition, gut feel, tradition, and the time available to train, not the standard for the training. There is no attention to a written, individualized plan that has sequenced, structured targeting of fitness components. Performance goals center around getting the workout done and are performed with little attention to achieving peak performance. Test proficiency, not task proficiency, drives training choices and the culture of fitness. Hard effort tends to dominate the level of exertion. Work-to-rest ratios seldom follow validated approaches. This approach is common among novices. There is no attempt to assess the needs of each individual soldier and design a program to meet those needs. This approach leads to varied, non-standardized programming and suboptimal outcomes. In the sustaining phase, the duration of the soldier's physical training plan and training session length should prepare soldiers for expected deployment duration and the specific physical tasks of combat. If these are not known or scheduled, then staffs use previous deployment experience to guide planning. In the previous version of FM 722, phases of deployment preparation were divided into six-month segments. These can still be useful, but more flexible approaches are possible with periodized programming. Periodized blocks of training can last from several days to several months. They can be progressed over several years. This long-term approach suits the different lengths of soldier careers. The H2F training phases, initial and sustaining, contain training cycles that last from a few days, microcycles, to several months or more, macrocycles. The H2F system facilitates more deliberate, customized, and comprehensive approaches to readiness training for smaller groups and individual soldiers. The challenge for commanders is optimizing readiness in spite of the frequent changes in the unit's training schedule, soldier population, and deployment timeline. See Part 4 beginning on page 13-1 for different training scenarios that provide a basis for specific unit and individual training programs. For all these templates, the performance objective has success in combat. Across a soldier's career span, periodization will guide optimal medical and performance readiness. This approach to building the soldier promises to avoid costly, unprogrammed attrition and suboptimal readiness measures such as undertraining, excessive fatigue, overtraining, illness, and injury. Training cycles. Peak performance is attained and maintained by scheduling training through deployments with varying periods or cycles of maximal and submaximal training. If the soldier has no scheduled combat deployment, the cycles can repeat at sub-peak levels to build or sustain very high foundational readiness. These cycles cause changes in the soldier's physiological and psychological statuses that lead to improved readiness. Training schedules are built on the following progressively longer periods of micro, meso, and macro cycles. Microcycle. The microcycle consists of the detailed daily training structure across 2 to 14 days. The days in the microcycle alternate between endurance and strength sessions, as well as between training and recovery sessions. Leaders develop these training cycles in conjunction with the operations planning process described in FM70. FM70 uses the operations process conducting training events in a step-by-step approach to help commanders and other unit leaders train their soldiers. With a focus on readiness and high levels of training proficiency, FM70 provides the how-to processes of unit training along with practical applications. Leaders complete this meticulous planning well prior to the start of training. For subordinate units to develop their own training plans, each headquarters publishes their unit training plan well in advance. This is done not just for subordinates to plan training, but to allow time for leaders to get certified and to reserve the necessary training resources. For training to be effective, the necessary resources must be available at the right point in the training cycle. Prior to the start of training, detailed planning for each training event must occur. The company commander refers back to each event's training objectives and uses weekly training meetings to assess the training that has occurred and to coordinate activities for future events. There is little difference between unit training plan development and building a physical readiness plan. Mesocycle. Within the macrocycle, shorter periods of training called mesocycles are the main medium-sized building blocks of training. The mesocycle lasts from 2 to 6 weeks. Each mesocycle aims to establish a new level of physical readiness, residual fitness, that carries over into the next cycle. As the training is accumulated and absorbed, the soldier gets fitter. As deployment nears, physical readiness begins to peak, and mesocycles are structured to allow accumulated fatigue to dissipate without a loss of residual fitness. This pre-deployment period of 1 to 2 weeks, often known as a taper, keeps the intensity and specificity of exercise high, while reducing frequency and duration of training. The physiological response is called supercompensation. Macrocycle. The longest period, usually lasting a year or more, is referred to as a macrocycle. This duration of training builds readiness toward a single peak within that time span. A 20-year Army career would include multiple macrocycles. The goal for all soldiers should be to complete their service in peak condition. Training periods described in this doctrine feature base period characterized by higher training volume and more training variety. Base periods transition to build periods and then to pre-combat and combat cycles that feature much less volume and higher intensity. These later periods feature training specific to the essential physical and non-physical tasks required in the combat mission. Integrated periodization. Integrated periodization allows the coordinated inclusion of multiple domains of readiness into multiple phases of a soldier's physical training program. This approach allows better management of the training load required to optimize performance and control the fatigue, injury risk, and misconduct behaviors associated with high operational tempo and high physical and non-physical demands. Integrated periodization prepares soldiers in ways similar to high-performance competitive athletes who also have to sustain peak fitness over athletic careers that span several decades. The training period is best developed by identifying the objective, deployment, field training, or test, for example, and working back from that point. The pattern of preparation to reach that goal can then be broken down into commonly used periods: base, build, peak 1, combat and peak 2, and recovery. Foundational abilities are maintained across these periods while each new period builds on the previous ones. Each domain is integrated in order to reach optimal readiness as the objective nears. For example, nutritional readiness manages the intake of calories in each period to match the energy expenditure of that period, knowing in advance what the ideal body weight is for optimal performance during the mission. Strict adherence to the periodized approach should not drive training. The prescription of periods should not be so rigorously enforced that soldiers adhere to the schedule above all else. Effective H2F performance teams and soldiers prepare to adapt readiness training in the light of new training data and new mission sets. Situation-specific, individualized training accounts for the soldier's own strengths and vulnerabilities. Like an athlete with specific position skills, the individual soldier may respond to stress by recruiting a range of biological, sociological, and psychological, known as BSP, skills. These significantly influence physical training adaptations. If physical and non-physical stress exceeds these skills, the soldier and leaders should anticipate degradation in performance and medical readiness. Responding will require the insight of the H2F performance team and the modification of the periodized plan. Base. This is the period when the basic abilities of endurance, strength, speed, and movement skill are emphasized. This period is the longest of all the periods, lasting up to 12 weeks. As most training in this period is relatively low intensity, it may predominate in soldier populations that do not have any pending primary missions, deployments, or high-intensity schooling. Build. This is the 4 to 8 week period when the abilities from the base period are built upon with higher intensity and increased volume of training. Training effort begins to mimic the primary goal or mission, and the period ends with a simulation of the mission or a test. Leaders might implement an FTX or a practice ACFT. Peak 1. This is the 2 to 3 week period immediately before a primary mission, when leaders deliberately reduce training volume while maintaining or increasing the intensity. This period is designed to create a peak level of physiological and psychological readiness while reducing the potential for injuries and stagnation. Maximum effort testing or mission simulation is appropriate during this period. Recovery from the most intense sessions of the training will take longer, therefore the volume of training may be reduced by 50% when compared to the later weeks of the build period. Combat and peak 2. This is the 2 week to multi-month period of the primary mission or highest intensity training, when the goal is to reach peak levels of readiness and sustain these levels for the duration of the mission or training event. Arriving fresh and ready to perform requires focused attention on recovery during this period. Training mistakes that lead to illness and injury during this period become more critical, since time before the primary mission is reduced and will therefore lead to a degradation in readiness. Recovery. This is the period of 4 to 8 weeks when the soldier is in recovery from the primary mission. It is characterized by low workloads and general adaptation and recovery. This period precedes a return to the base period and is where recovery occurs that allows the absorption of higher volumes and intensity of training later in the macro cycle. In the soldier lifespan, this would equate to the FSP period as the civilian begins the physical and mental transition to becoming a soldier. It would also be the period of recovery after a deployment, injury, or illness, or following a demanding functional course, such as Ranger School. Low volume and easy to moderate intensity endurance exercise is designed to improve aerobic endurance. Movement skill training is developed through shorter running drills and strength training sessions. Total body strength is improved through various resistance training modalities, body weight, medicine ball, landmine, suspension training, and free weights that target muscular endurance. Maximal effort testing and training should be delayed until later in the base period to avoid overtraining, illness, and injury. Integrated periodization. Integrated periodization allows the coordinated inclusion of multiple domains of readiness into multiple phases of a soldier's H2F program. This approach allows better management of the fatigue and injury risk associated with high operational tempo and high physical demands. Each period emphasizes different levels of volume, intensity, frequency, and time for training. Physical and non-physical domains of readiness can be integrated and balanced to train the whole soldier.